الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome once again to our silsila Fazane Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, in which we take a look at the various aspects of the blessed life, the blessed biography of Sayyidatuna Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, the leader of all women in paradise and the dearest and most beloved daughter of our noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. In previous episodes, we've looked at various different aspects of her blessed life and taken many pearls of wisdom, many lessons to implement in our lives so we too can become better Muslims and get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Previously, we've dedicated episodes to looking at the status, the rank, the elevation of Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha in the light of the Holy Quran and the ahadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. We've looked at her generosity. We've looked at her passion and enthusiasm for worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We've taken a detailed look at her ishqi rasul, her love for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, amongst other topics. In today's episode, we'll be focusing on something for which Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha is very famous for. And that is her modesty, her veiling and her chastity. Before moving on with this beautiful and inspirational topic, we'll begin with learning about a blessing and a virtue of reciting salawat, reciting peace and blessings, reciting Durood Sharif upon the best of all creation sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. It's reported that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, "Man salla alayya fi yawmin alfa marra لَمْ يَمُتْ حَتَّى يَرَى مَقْعَدَهُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, "Whoever recites Durood Sharif, whoever recites peace and blessings upon me 1,000 times in a day, the reward for that individual will be, لَمْ يَمُتْ حَتَّى يَرَى مَقْعَدَهُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ. Such a blessed person will not die until he sees his place in Jannah with his own eyes." Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, moving on to our topic for today, the modesty and veiling of Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. When it comes to talking about her modesty and her veiling, it's difficult to know where to begin, because she was a personification of modesty. In fact, Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi rahimahullah, in the Manqaba, in the Kalam which he wrote in her honor, he says that veiling, modesty and chastity only gained a great rank in this world because of the nisbah and the connection and the relationship that modesty and veiling and chastity have with Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha. He says, "Hai rutba isliye kaunain mein ismat ka iffat ka, hai rutba isliye kaunain mein ismat ka iffat ka, sharaf hasil hai unko damane zahra se nisbat ka." Subhanallah. On one beautiful occasion, the best of all creation, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, asked his dearest daughter, Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, a question. An Imam Muhammad ibn Muhammad al-Ghazali rahimahullah ta'ala, he quotes this incident in his famous Ihya ul-Ulum. He says that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu anha the question, أَيُّ شَيْءٍ خَيْرٌ لِلْمَرْأَةِ. O my beloved daughter, tell me, which thing is the best for a woman? Which attribute, which quality is the best quality that a woman can possess? SubhanAllah, look at the response and the reply of Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She replied and she said, أَنْ لَا تَرَى رَجُلًا وَلَا يَرَاهَا رَجُلٌ. That the best quality, the best characteristic in a woman, in a Muslim believing female, is that she should not look at any unrelated man, and nor should any unrelated man look at her. I.e., she should veil herself from all unrelated males. SubhanAllah. When Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha gave this answer, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became so happy, became so joyous, that he embraced her. And he became happy upon hearing this answer from his daughter. And dear viewers of Madani Channel, this concept of modesty, this concept of veiling, is not just one that was presented by Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. Rather, in actual fact, this is a concept and a message which is taught in the Holy Quran itself. The final revelation, the revelation and the guidance which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down upon His noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a means of guidance for all of mankind until the Day of Judgment. Even in this day and age, the Holy Quran is our source of guidance. The Holy Quran was not sent as a message only for a certain period of time, nor was it sent as a guidance merely for one particular nation or one particular tribe. The Holy Quran was sent as a guidance for all of mankind, all tribes, all races, all backgrounds, and for every era until the Day of Judgment. The Holy Quran is as applicable now as it was in the time of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And the message of modesty is the message and the teachings of the Holy Quran itself. In Surah Al-Ahzab, in verse 33, Allah Azza wa Jal instructs the believing women and says, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَ تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ الْأُولَى. Allah Azza wa Jal says, ordering the Muslim women, the believing women, and remain in your homes, and do not unveil like the unveiling of the first period of ignorance. In the tafsir of this verse, in tafsir Khazain al-Irfan, Sadr al-Afadil, Sayyid Mufti Naimuddin Muradabadi, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he says that before Islam, in the period of ignorance, which is mentioned in this verse, women would show off their body for men to see. Women would go out on the streets, adorned and decorated, with the intention that other men, unrelated men, would see them. They would go and show off their beauty. They would wear such tight clothes that their figure would be apparent. Even though they would be wearing clothes, but their clothes would be so tight and so revealing that unrelated men would be able to see their figure. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ordering the believing women to refrain from unveiling, to abstain from unveiling. Not to unveil like the unveiling that took place in the time of ignorance, the era of ignorance, the time of Jahiliyyah. Now the Quran was revealed, the light of Iman, the light of ilm, the light of knowledge, the light of guidance had now come to extinguish, to put out the fire of the Jahiliyyah, to enlighten and illuminate the world and to remove the darkness of ignorance, showing us that unveiling and immodesty, revealing the body parts of a woman, revealing the shape of the body of a woman to unrelated males, women showing off their beauty to unrelated men on the streets, this is not something which should be found in the period of guidance. This is not something which should be found in the period of knowledge. This was something that was found in the period of ignorance. And now it was time to change. Furthermore, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam provided guidance in the ahadith with regards to the status of a woman, the rights and the protection that Islam has given to women. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated in a hadith reported in the Jami' of Imam al-Tirmidhi rahimahullah in Kitab al-Rida'. It's reported that the best of all creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Al-mar'atu 'awratun fa'idha kharajat istashrafaha ash-shaytan." That a woman is something to be covered. A woman is an awra, something which should be covered up. فَإِذَا خَرَجَتْ, when she leaves the house without proper veiling, in an immodest manner, استَشْرَفَهَا الشَّيْطَانُ, then Shaytan glimpses at her with his evil gaze. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, it's important for us to realize that when a woman leaves her home without proper veiling, in an immodest manner, it is not just unrelated men who are gazing at her. It is not just the evil glances of males which are falling upon her, but the evil glance of the devil, the evil glance of the shaitan which is falling upon her. And it's very important for Islamic sisters to adopt the Islamic veil, to veil themselves, to cover themselves, and to adopt modesty as taught in the Quran and the Hadith. In our times, this has become even more important with the immodesty and the fitna, the tribulations of the time that we live in. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, it's important that in our homes, in our circle of influence, we establish an environment of modesty and an environment of veiling. And this is where the honor of a woman lies. Just as pearls and diamonds are not found out in the open, because they are valuable, because they are precious. Pearls and diamonds are found hidden away. Pearls are found in the depths of the sea. Diamonds are found underneath huge mountains in diamond mines. If somebody possesses a pearl or a diamond, if somebody possesses a precious jewel or a valuable stone, then he doesn't leave it outside in his porch. He doesn't leave it outside on his driveway, in the streets, for people to look at, for people to steal. What does he do? He keeps them hidden away in a safe. Why? Because these things are precious to him. Islam gives value and regards women as being precious. This is the beauty of Islam. Islam doesn't say that women are worthless. Islam doesn't say that women are not valuable and they should roam around on the streets freely. No, Islam gives the message of modesty and veiling because Islam regards women as being precious, as being valuable. And this is why, just like diamonds and pearls are covered up, Islam teaches that women are precious. Women are valuable too. And they too should be covered up. Subhanallah. To the extent that we find in the teachings of the ahadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that there will even be a concept of veiling in the gardens of paradise. So those who want the gardens of paradise, those who want the everlasting peace and luxury of Jannatul Firdaus, they should adopt veiling and modesty in this world, because in the hereafter, in Jannatul Firdaus, there will be veiling and modesty there too. In a beautiful hadith, it's mentioned that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna lil-mu'mini fil jannah la khaymatan min lu'lu'in wahidatin mujawwafatin." The beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that indeed, in the gardens of paradise, a believer will have a palace, a home, which will be made of hollow pearls. "Arduha wa fi riwayatin tuluha 60 milan." The length of this palace, this home in paradise, made from hollow pearls, will be 60 miles. And in one narration it mentions that its height will be 60 miles. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Fi kulli zawiyatin minha ahlun ma yarawn al-akhirin." In every corner of this home, in every corner of this palace, there will be a family residing. A family, a group of family members of this believer, the dweller of paradise. And the description of this group of family members is such that they will not be able to see the other family members in the other corners of the homes. i.e. there will be parda, there will be veiling between them. يَطُوفُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمُؤْمِنِ. And the mu'min, the believer, he will roam around freely amongst these different groups of his family members. In the commentary of this hadith, Hakim al-Ummah, Mufti Ahmed Yarkhan Naimi rahimahullah, he explains what it means. In this hadith, by different families living in different corners of this palace in paradise, he says, in different corners, there will be different families. Some will be the wife that a person had in the world, if she was a pious believer, and the children that he had. In a different corner of the palace, there will be those women who will have been married off to him in such a way that they will be his wives in paradise. Those women whose husbands were disbelievers in the world, but the women were believers, and the women were pious. The women attained paradise, but the husbands that they had in the world went to the hellfire. So they entered paradise, and they will be married off to disbeliever. In another aspect, another part of, another corner of this palace of paradise, will be those women who were not married in the world. Those pious believing women who attained Jannah, who attained paradise, but during their life in the world, they did not have a husband, they were not married off. They will also be married off to the believing man in the gardens of paradise. They will have their own separate corner within this palace. In other corners, in other areas, in other secluded portions of this palace or paradise, the heavenly maidens, the hurs of paradise, will also reside. Mufti Ahmed Yar Khan rahimahullah says, remember, there will be parda, there will be veiling also in the gardens of paradise, in Jannah. Because Allah Azza wa Jal says, حُورٌ مَقْصُورَاتٌ فِي الْخِيَامِ. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, heavenly maidens who will be veiled in palaces. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we learn from this that even in Jannah, even in paradise, the arrangements will be made for veiling and modesty. On the other hand, those who were immodest in the world, those who refrained to veil according to the teachings of Quran and Hadith in the world, the punishment for them, Allahu Akbar, the torment and the punishment for them is mentioned in a narration that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on the night of Mi'raj, the night of the journey and the night ascension, in which the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw various punishments of the inhabitants of Jahannam, the hellfire. Amongst the punishments that were seen, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw women hanging from their hair, suspended from their hair, their brains boiling. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was told that this punishment was for those women who would not veil their hair from unrelated men in the world. Allahu Akbar. So now we have realized, with the blessings of Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the leader of all women in paradise, what the greatest quality of a woman is. We've also learned about the emphasis placed in the Holy Quran and the ahadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam on veiling and modesty. And we've also learned about the punishment that lies in wait for those who do not veil properly in this world. So who must Islamic sisters veil from? Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul rahman, he says that the brother-in-law, the husband's brother, sister's husband, the auntie's husband, first cousins, are all not mahrams. They are all not close relatives of a woman, i.e. veiling from them is necessary. For an Islamic sister to veil from her brother-in-law, from her husband's brother, from her sister's husband, from her auntie's husband, from her first cousins, all of this is necessary. In fact, in a hadith reported in the Jami' of Imam Tirmidhi, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِيَّاكُمْ وَالدُّخُولَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ. O people, refrain from entering in the company of women. A man from the Ansar said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَفَرَأَيْتَ الْحَمْوَى. Ya Rasulullah, you have ordered us to refrain from being in the company of women who are unrelated. What about the brother-in-law? Look at the reply. Look at the emphatic reply of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to this mas'ala. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Alhamul maut. The brother-in-law is death itself. In the commentary of this narration, in Umdatul Qari, Imam Badruddin Al-Aini Al-Hanafi rahimahullah, he says, various meanings of this hadith. That the brother-in-law is death itself. What does this mean? He gives one opinion of the ulama and he says, this means that al-khalwatu bil-ahma'i mu'addiyatun ila al-halaki fi al-deen. That seclusion, being alone with the brother-in-law, leads to destruction of the deen, leads to the death of the religion of that person. Or another interpretation of the brother-in-law being death. Here, the beloved Prophet ﷺ is instructing the women, the believing women, protect yourselves from your brother-in-law like you protect yourselves from death. In another opinion narrated in the commentary, it's reported that the meaning of this could be فَلْيَمُتْ وَلَا يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ. That a person, a woman should die. She should prefer death. She should give preference to death than to seclusion with her brother-in-law. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, from this hadith and from its commentary, we learn about the importance of Islamic sisters veiling themselves and being modest. It's reported that when the following verse, Surah Al-Ahzab, verse number 59, in which Allah Azza wa Jal says, يُدْنِينَ عَلَيْهِنَّ مِنْ جَلَابِيبِهِنَّ, to cover their faces with a part of their clothing. When this verse was revealed, the women of the Ansar, they covered themselves with black shawls whenever they exited their homes. In Abu Dawood, it's reported that a Sahabiya, Sayyidatuna Khalad, radiallahu anha, she veiled her face. She wore a niqab. Her son was martyred in the battle, and she was searching for him in this state. Someone said to her, جئتي تسألين عن ابنك وأنت منتبقة. You have come to ask about your son who has been martyred, and even in this state, your face is covered, you are veiling. This individual couldn't believe it. Look at the reply that she gave. And this reply should be etched and inscribed in the heart of every Islamic sister, every believing woman. What did she say? She said, I have lost my son, but I have not lost my modesty. My son has been martyred, but my haya and my modesty is still intact. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in this episode of Faizani Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, to conclude, we will look at the reward that Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha will be given in the hereafter. She was modest and she veiled in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make arrangements for her veiling even on the Day of Judgment. It's reported in the hadith, Imam Jalaluddin As-Suyuti rahimahullah narrates that when the Day of Judgment will come, Nada munadin min wara'i al-hijab, a caller will call out from behind a veil, Ya ahl al-jam'i, O people that have gathered, all of creation will be gathered on that day. They will all be ordered, غُدُّوا أَبْصَارَكُمْ, lower your gaze, عَنْ فَاطِمَةَ بِنْتِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ حَتَّى تَمُرَّ. Lower your gaze, as now Fatima, the daughter of Muhammad صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, will now pass over the bridge of Sirat into the gardens of paradise. The narration states, فَتَمُرُّ مَعَ سَبْعِينَ أَلْفَ جَارِيَةٍ مِنَ الْحُورِ الْعِينِ كَمَرِّ الْبَرْقِ. And then, when all of the people that have gathered on the Day of Judgment will have been ordered to lower their gaze, they will all lower their gaze, and Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, in this environment of veiling and modesty, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will arrange for her on the Day of Judgment, she will pass by with a group of 70,000 heavenly maidens of paradise, like the passing of lightning, and she will enter into the gardens of paradise. This is the reward for the one who veiled and was modest in this world, in the life of the world. This is the reward that they will gain, subhanallah. The reward that Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha will gain on the Day of Judgment and in the gardens of paradise. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in today's episode, we were inspired by the blessed example of Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, the leader of the women in paradise. A final message for our Islamic sisters especially. If you want to be in the gardens of paradise, your leader will be Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. So make her your leader in this world and follow in her example. Be modest and veil according to the teachings of the Quran and Sunnah. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the ability to act upon what has been said. May Allah Azza wa Jal shower His special blessings and mercies upon Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive our sins for her sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Al-Ameen. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. سيدة فاطمة زهراء.